Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Kelly Hatley, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. Our reading for today is from Acts chapter 26, verses 12 through 32, and again, Philippians 3, verses 1 through 11, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Beginning with the Acts chapter 26, verse 12 reading. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and the commission of the chief priests. About noon, King Agrippa, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads." Then I asked, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," the Lord replied. "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. First to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and then to the Gentiles, I preached that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds. That is why some of the Jews seized me in the temple courts and tried to kill me. But God has helped me to this very day. So I stand here and testify to small and great alike. I am saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that the Messiah would suffer, and as the first to rise from the dead would bring the message of light to his own people and to the Gentiles. At this point, Festus interrupted Paul's defense. "You are out of your mind, Paul," he shouted. "Your great learning is driving you insane." "I am not insane, most excellent Festus," Paul replied. "What I am saying is true and reasonable. The king is familiar with these things, and I can speak freely to him. I am convinced that none of this has escaped his notice, because it was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know you do." Then Agrippa said to Paul, "Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?" Paul replied, "Short time or long, I pray to God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except for these chains." The king rose, and with him the governor and Bernice and those sitting with them. And after they left the room, they began to say to one another, "This man is not doing anything that deserves death or imprisonment." Agrippa said to Festus, "This man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." And from Philippians 3, verses 1 through 11. "Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If someone else thinks that they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. In regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so, somehow, attaining to the resurrection from the dead. After I read this passage for today from Philippians, the first thing that came to my mind was a song that I became acquainted with in 1998. I was a very young man at that time and newly married, and I went to my very first Promise Keepers rally. It was held here in Birmingham and at Legion Field. And one of the songs that they sang, I remember the theme for that year was called The Making of a Godly Man. And one of the songs that we used in our worship settings was a song by Graham Kendrick titled Knowing You. And it's just a setting of the scripture that I've just read from Philippians. It's sort of a paraphrase there, but it fits so well. And I remember singing that with all these guys. There was probably 40,000 men in Legion Field at that time. And it was just overwhelming to me. And it has always remained in my mind and is such an impact. And sometimes I still sing it in just a devotional time for my personal self because of the chorus or the refrain that comes back over and over in you. Knowing you, Jesus, there is no greater thing. And it means a lot to me. And so after I pray, I'm going to offer this song and you use it in your prayer time, hopefully, to draw yourself closer to the Lord. Will you pray with me? God, our Father, we give you thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the sufferings that he endured on our behalf when we are not worthy to have that have happened for us. We thank you for his inestimable love and for how it never gives out or gives up on us. And there is no greater thing than knowing you. So I pray, Lord, that you would help us to study your word, that we would internalize it, that we would live it out, and so gain more strength for our Christian witness for others and gain more love for those others that we witness to. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All I once held dear, built my life upon, all this world reveres and was to own. All I once thought gain, I have counted loss, spent and worthless now compared to this. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord. Now my heart's desire is to know you more, to be found in you and known as yours, to possess by faith what I could not earn, all surpassing gift of righteousness. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness. To know the power of your risen life and to know you in your sufferings, to become
I